Hello, you Awakening Wonders. They're on Spotify, Apple, Stink Whistle, Gurgle Dot, or wherever you download your podcast these days to remain at least peripherally connected to some tendril of truth in a bewildering miasma of lies and propaganda. We appreciate you and we love you. You're part of our community. So that's why we're very happy to give you an audio version of our live Rumble show 5 days a week. It's on Monday to Friday. We decipher the latest news stories. We break down current topics that the mainstream media should be covering. And if they aren't, then we critique why they're not and what they are covering. Every week as well, right? We do brilliant conversations with people like Jordan Peterson, RFK, Tucker, Carlson, Sam Harris, Vandana Shiva, Gabor Mate. These things are already up and you can listen to them now. So remember, this is an audio version of our daily live show. To tune in live, go to rumble.com/Russell Brand. You'll find it easily and I hope that you will love it. Now please enjoy this episode of Stay Free with Russell Brand. Thanks.
No, here's the fucking news.
Hello, you Awakening Wonders. Thanks for joining me today for Stay Free with Russell Brand. What a day it is to be free. Are you still free? Do you feel free? Where are you watching me freely? Are you watching me right now on YouTube or the stream for what would be dubbed the Extreme Rumble? Or are you an Awakened Wonder there on Locals, where we do additional content every single week, whether it's our additional video that we do, where we have a deep dive into matters conspiratorial that we'll probably find out down the line prove to be absolutely bloody true? Or are you still in that citadel of Google, set up to some degree with the compliance of CIA cutouts? I don't want to say CIA, but I do want to say CIA cutouts. Clever invective, Russell S. Thompson. I felt like that. And then Magilla, your wife's looking for her sunglasses. You bastards. Do you like hurting people? Do you? Do you? Do you get a kick out of it? Do you get a kick out of hurting people? If you're not an Awakened Wonder yet, consider becoming one. We meditate every single week and we have a book club. Sorry, I forgot the book club last week. It's because I went to Nashville. What a city. What a world. We've got so much to assess and get through. We had, with so many subjects that we could cover, that we ultimately had to ask you to contribute in a ongoing discourse and dialogue with you, our community. We're continually selecting our content. We wanted to know about Iran. Here's a tip. If you've recently been involved in the bombing of Israel, don't travel by helicopter. Maybe get a train, maybe consider a bicycle. It's wise to be cautious. There was retaliation was offered. What are you saying, Catman 823675? We're going to be talking about the death of the Iranian, not leader. This sort of, I'm trying to work out the hierarchies of Iranian politics and certainly of helicopter engineering. Hold on a minute, that's a human being. Should I be joking about it? I'm not joking about it. I recognise it's very sad and tragic when anyone dies. We'll also talk a little bit about Iran. Like, if you're American, you'll be aware how consistently the CIA have been involved in, well, I'm going to have to say, meddling with Iranian democracy, sovereignty. The democracy was part of the meddling, actually. They, you know, like, remember, they had an elected leader. And then the British, with some of their relationships over resources, quite a lot of extraordinary stuff going on over there. We can't talk about all of that on Google. Why? Because this is really quite funny, this. When we're talking about Iran, I actually am going to call up the Wikipedia page on CIA involvement in Iran. You can join in with me, because you know, like, if you watch our content on YouTube, if we mention something like the pandemic period, it will have like a Wikipedia link and it will say there's a lot of misinformation going on around coronavirus. Well, guess what? There's also a lot of information going on around coronavirus, and we're going to be talking about that as well, because the CDC have admitted to vax side effects. Eco Health Alliance were funding research in Wuhan. The NIH were funding, via Eco Health Alliance, research in Wuhan. So many of the things that were once blithely regarded as conspiracy theories have come to be known as what you have to refer to as cast iron facts. A little bit of good news, Julian Assange is allowed to have an appeal against extradition to the US. That means he's allowed to, like, we're going to extradite you and potentially kill you in jail. You know already that the CIA were plotting to murder you. Could I appeal against that? You can appeal against that. That's what Barsi is like. Well, that's a victory these days, to be allowed to appeal against the mighty on-rolling locomotive of crushing injustice, forever creating the architecture that legitimizes tyranny around itself. We're going to need more surveillance laws. We're going to need more censorship laws. We're going to need the ability to shut down protests. All this legislation being continually passed as the aggregation of global power continues apace. We'll talk about that generally. Here's what Greenwald had to say about the Assange case. He's had a legal win, but the fact that he will still wallow in a high security prison, more than 10 years in captivity for no conviction other than bail jumping, is sickening. One person who we can rely on to accurately report on political events is the President of the United States, Joe Biden. He's still angry about, well, it sounds like he's angry about erections storming the Capitol. And if that happened, I'll tell you now, I'm pretty angry about it, actually. Because I think that if you have a building that in people's minds, for some reason, is a symbol of democracy, I don't know how it's maintained that symbolic power, you shouldn't ever have erectionists raiding it. But it's possible that Joe Biden has made an error. I mean, it's happened before.
He calls the erectionists who stormed Capitol Hill patriots.
That's right, because it's not patriotic, I don't think, to storm anywhere, particularly not in that state. You should be sitting down on a sofa or a settee or a couch behaving yourself, I would say. Cardi B ain't going to endorse him. I don't know if this matter is related to what we've just seen. So because of layers of disappointment, a sort of a deep strata of disappointment is being experienced. And now we're going to talk for a while we're still on YouTube, but you know, before we go on to Rumble, where we can stream freely, where we can speak openly. We've got some fantastic guests coming up. I'm so excited about some of the things that are coming up. Let's have a let's talk briefly about the death of Ibrahim Raisi, who's been killed in a helicopter crash. The timing couldn't have been worse if last week he'd said, I'm a bit worried about Boeing. They don't seem like their aeroplanes are reliable.
There are fresh fears tonight of instability in the Middle East, with Iran's president confirmed dead following a helicopter crash. Also on board was the foreign minister, with the aircraft believed to have come down after travelling through a mountainous region in heavy fog and poor weather conditions.
Iranian President Ibrahim Raisi and his foreign minister pictured on board a helicopter during a visit to
It looked a bit old from its interiors, didn't it? There's a mosquito in here. Hello, Bear. It does look a little aged. The only reason, I suppose, that there is any suspicion at all is that, I suppose, whenever anyone dies and you think, is that convenient for anyone? Now, some people think that internally within Iranian politics, there are forces that might benefit from the death of the president. But also people are noting that there have been clear claims from Israel that there would be retaliation for Iranian attacks. And like when that Slovakian prime minister got shot up not long after he'd endorsed Putin or refused to arm Ukraine during the pandemic period, he said, I'm getting fed up with buying all these vaccines. I don't think they work properly, which, you know, turns out there was some legitimacy to his inquiries. We acquire more information by the day. Whenever anyone's downfall or any recipient of attacks is an enemy of powerful forces, you have to consider, well, wow, these powerful people have had another lucky break. The Iranian president's died. Oh, these powerful people have had another lucky break. Elon Musk's getting tied up in all sorts of, oh, these powerful establishment forces have had another lucky break. It seems that several misdemeanors of Trump's are being tied together into a felony package. In none of these instances, although I myself have been subject to attacks from extremely powerful forces, and it's astonishing to learn how that stuff works, more of that later. It's you have to question, just in the interests of your own perspicacity, your own objectivity, your own willingness to be open-minded, how do my beliefs impact powerful interests. Well, you are compliant. If you find yourself compliant, if you find yourself mired in cultural argument, if you feel yourself being led like a lamb to the ongoing slaughter of the cultural war, almost no matter what side of it you're on, I believe now, if you're sort of quagmired in those issues, then I would say you're kind of neutralized. That's why I think it's really important that we remain alert and potent and willing to form unusual alliances. That's why I think it's important, and let me know what you think about this in the chat, that we prioritize our spirituality, our faith, our values, our principles above the kind of conditions that allow us to be manipulated. And I speak of this as someone that's been, I find it very difficult not to get caught up in materialism. Do you know what I mean by that? Not to get ensnared in sort of prestige or privilege or power. Those things can be very, very alluring. And certainly if you find that your abilities, your opinions, your power is at odds with the dominant, centralizing, authoritarian forces that appear to be on the rise, that's what certainly what I believe, then you shouldn't probably go anywhere by helicopter.
Dam on the border with Azerbaijan. This is some of the last vision of the pair. During their flight home, their chopper got into trouble.
I don't think the news broadcasters using the correct type of intonation, helicopter got into trouble, sounds a little bit like you're not taking it seriously. Be like Honey Badger, you know, that Honey Badger don't care. President of Iran don't care.
According to Iranian state television, the helicopter suffered a hard landing in mountainous ranges. Rescue teams raced to the scene, a fog-shrouded forest with tough terrain. Before a Turkish crew finally found the wreckage hours later. State TV and the country's vice president confirming both leaders were dead.
There is no evidence of foul play. It looks like an accident.
What Chuck Schumer has inadvertently done there in using the phrase, it looks like an accident, is literally articulated one of the phrases that's used when people are deliberately murdered. We'll make it look like an accident. It looks like an accident, so Mossad have done a pretty good job there. I'm not claiming that this is as a result of Israeli or CIA or, because frankly, I believe in a deep and powerful truth that I continually pray is realized here upon our earth. Chuck Schumer, though, feels like it looks like an accident.
There was very bad foggy weather in northwest Iran where the copter crashed.
Iran's supreme leader is urging calm, assuring the country there will be no disruption to state affairs. People should not worry. The president will return to the people and things will be done.
Will he though? Will he return to the people? Or is that at this point quite unlikely? I suppose he means that there'll be another president because that one, I don't think he's coming back.
And in the best way, hopeful words from Ayatollah Khamenei, now overridden by a grim reality. Ibrahim Raisi was widely viewed as a potential successor to Iran's supreme leader. As president, he oversaw a hardline crackdown on dissent in the country and supported Iranian drone attacks on Israel.
We all expected a ferocious struggle for power to begin after Khamenei died. It might have already begun with this.
There is so much mistrust in the evidence or perspectives of the powerful that the entire stream is full of people going, weather experiments, they're manufacturing that fog. It's astonishing, isn't it? Because I suppose after recent odd weather events in Dubai, even in that region, it appears likely that the skies can be subject to some meddling.
On the streets of the capital, Tehran, there are mass prayers for the president in what is a sensitive moment.
What political figure in your country would be grieved so sincerely? As you know, I suppose British, and I can't think of anyone in British political life that if they died, and I'm certainly not wishing this upon any of them, I pray they have long and happy, successful lives, and I pray that they awaken to the deep truths that are available to all of us. But if any of them were to die, I don't think people would be like sort of grieving in the streets. I'm running through my mind of all political figures, and I'm like, people would sort of like, this is the reaction. Hey, so-and-so is dead. Well, they were dead anyway, based on their horrible, awful, godless conduct.
For a volatile nation, John Paul Gonzo for 10 News First.
Even his name's slightly sarcastic. People were saying that the weather reports had been pulled that day. Extraordinary. Can I have a look at that Wikipedia page of the CIA in Iran? And if you just sort of run through this, if you just go back into, if you roll up so I can read under background, guys. So in the early 1900s, Iran's imperial leader awarded British business exclusive property rights to what would eventually become one of the world's greatest oil reserves. British investment established the Anglo-Persian Oil Company, today known as British Petroleum. And in 1913, the British government purchased a majority of the stake in the partnership. By 1920, approximately 1.5 millions of tons of oil extracted by the Anglo-Persian oil firm yielded tremendous profits for the British, but Iran only earned 16% in royalty fees for Mohammad Mossadegh and many Iranian likes. The control of Iran's oil wealth was becoming intolerable. This was grounded in the sentiment of foreign exploitation of her domestic resources and wealth. If you scroll on a little, you start to see that it's the CIA to the wet. If you would just look for the word CIA, the first mention of CIA is good here. Thank you very much, guys. Look at this. Britain, in 1952, Britain constructed a plan for a coup and pressed the US to mount a joint operation to remove the democratically elected government of Prime Minister Mohammad Mossadegh, to install the Shah Mohammad Reza Pahlavi to rule Iran autocratically. It's extraordinary how often there has been CIA intervention. Have a look at this. On April the 4th, 1953, under planning the coup, the CIA had an approved budget of $1 million to use on an operation to construct a coup, if you scroll up for me, little guys, when instructed to use that money in any way to bring down Mossadegh. On April the 16th, a comprehensive study entitled Factors Involved in the Overthrow of Mossadegh, help me on that pronunciation if I'm getting it badly wrong, the study indicated that an alliance between the Shah and General Zahidi, supported by local CIA assets with financial backing, would have a good chance of overthrowing him because of the large mobs and possible garrison refusal to carry out orders. So in a way, there's been ongoing intervention in that region for so long that whatever you hear initially, it's certainly worth scrutinizing for a moment before blithely believing CNN, MSNBC, BBC, organizations that have been significantly infiltrated by deep state interests that are either state funded or privately funded and have strong ties to the weapons industry or big pharma. In a way, what I feel like is we have to learn to have a perspective that's not only spatially broader, but almost temporally broader, able to see the deep rhythms of power. Like, what was happening in that region in 1914? What was happening in that region in 1940? What happened in the 1950s? How have imperial colonial powers interacted with that region in the last century? And you'll probably get a sort of a better perspective. That's why I find someone like Mike Benz incredibly powerful when it comes to subjects such as this. Anyway, listen, we've been on YouTube for a little while. We've got a hell of a lot more to talk to you about, but I feel like we should make our move over there. Let me tell you what else we've got coming up. Listen, we're going to be talking about, obviously, the CDC and the NIH's acknowledgement that they were funding research at the Wuhan Institute of Virology. We're also going to be talking about the acknowledgement from the CDC that there is such a thing as adverse events and vaccine injury. We can't talk about that where you are now. Click the link in the description. Join us in the sweet stream of freedom where we can speak openly. I'll see you there. Consider becoming an awakened wonder if you are elsewhere. Now, before we let me see if there's any more of this stuff that we might want to cover. Yeah, let's have a little look at let me know also with regard to Iran. Let me know what you think about that. You've heard what I think about Iran. You've heard what I think about the West's intervention into that region and its usual motives for intervention. Let me know what you think in the comments and the chat about that. We've talked to you about Julian Assange. Should we have a quick look before we get into the CDC at King Charles's potentially satanic portrait? We will. But first, let's have a message from some of our loyal supporters. See you in a second.
Do you have trouble sleeping or staying asleep, perhaps because you're a busy parent or you work incredibly hard? I have to sleep well every night. I can't muck about because I have to look after my family, I have to do my job well. Now, Dream is a luxurious drink blend filled with the highest quality sleep-promoting ingredients. It will help you to fall asleep. This is my favourite one, peanut butter. But there are other flavours as well. Here they are. Now, you can incorporate this easily into your nighttime routine like I have done. It helps me wake up refreshed, not at all groggy like other sleep promoting agents, mate. Ready? If you get a subscription, it saves you 20% every single month. Not to mention, you get a little free frother look. One scoop of Beam Dream is clinically shown to help you fall asleep faster, sleep through the night, and wake up fully refreshed. Visit shopbeam.com/Russell Brand. Use the code BRAND to get my exclusive discount of up to 35% off. And also, they'll know that you use this code. It'll make this advert look like a real triumph.
Those of us that live in these spaces are well aware that there have long been rumours that the royal family are interdimensional beings. People say that sometimes. Sometimes they say that the king has extraordinary connections and perhaps interdimensional connections at that. So when those rumours are around, it's a bit like if you're the president of Iran, don't travel by helicopter. If you are King Charles, don't have a weird satanic portrait done of yourself. Actually,
I think I will have a weird satanic portrait done of myself.
If you're watching us somewhere else, get over here. We're talking about that crazy portrait. Then we're talking about the CDC. So much to talk about. Click the link in the description. Get on over here. Okay, let's have a little look at that extraordinary portrait right now. I mean, first of all, people are talking about it, and there is a monarch butterfly on it. Now, the monarch butterfly, isn't there an MK Ultra style mind control technique connected to monarch butterflies? You're watching us on Rumble. You know the score. What about you, Awakened Wonders? I'm talking to you, Kellyanne Katz. I'm talking to you, Ashella. I'm talking to all of you. The Queen can't... They can't win. The Queen got Rolf Harris. That's funny. Yeah, well, hold on. Rolf Harris, I mean, I don't know. Let's check the record, shall we? I seem to recall some stuff, and I feel like it went through the proper channels. So, let's have a look at... King Charles now. I still can't get used to it. Why would King Charles have a monarch butterfly? Well, I suppose he's a monarch. Perhaps we're looking too deeply. Perhaps this is like when people talk about that tattoo. He's got a monarch butterfly, which I think is some sort of MK Ultra deal. Now let's have a look at this woman's analysis. Is amazing. If you've not seen this yet, you'll love it.
So I saw this online, and before I posted it, I wanted to check if it was right. So I cropped in half one of the pictures of King Charles, and I mirrored it, and then I cropped it again. So I have two of the same picture. Now I am taking it in on the right-hand side in order to make one of them smaller. Now, as you can see, I've opened up my Instagram stories because I find it really easy to edit things together. It's a little bit awkward. This is the picture the correct way up.
Lay down.
Now I'm going to turn it upside down. I find Instagram really easy to mess around and spin pictures around. Now I'm going to get the other version that I took the right hand side off and match them up together. Take a look at that. That's why I had bad vibes.
Do you think people would say, oh, you could do it of anything. You could do anything. Like, I've turned it upside down, I inverted it, I put it back together. That artist, I feel like he did those pictures of George W. Bush that were a collage using pornographic images. Is that right? What do you think? Do you think that's... Let me know, one, if you think that's a stretch, or two, if you think they're deliberately doing that. Because I know that Alex Jones is absolutely the garble box, dumbest thing on the show ever. All right, fair enough. I don't know, I mean, that is a little demonic. But you did have to sort of move those things around. I don't know. Let me know what you guys think. Why do they do that? Why do they use sigils and insignia of darkness in such an extraordinary and astonishing way? One thing that we can say with some certainty is this. During the pandemic, everything was a conspiracy except for compliance, wasn't it? Everything other than get into your house, sit down and stare at your TV screen and wait for further instructions on what medication you should inject, what narrative of the origin of this condition you should believe, and how you should become obedient, how you should potentially open yourself up to social credit scores, how you should be ashamed. If you've got any inquiries or questions, well, with every passing day, it seems less and less likely that the dominant narrative that was broadcast, and I mean broadcast in the most literal sense, we were immersed in a ubiquitous narrative that increasingly seems to be an absolute deception. The former director of the CDC has publicly admitted that COVID shots caused significant side effects. There is some evidence that suggests that there is a connection between mRNA injections and extreme forms of cancer. And we now know for sure that the EcoHealth Alliance, that is an NIH cutout, was financially invested in Wuhan, the Wuhan Institute of Virology specifically, and was conducting coronavirus research there. So what's left now that's a conspiracy theory? What's left? I mean, we have to start asking, you know, if you move that picture of King Charles around, is it a satanic sigil? Because, hey, we got to ask questions these days. We're asking questions on this show all the time. And here are a few answers. I'm looking for button 28, guys, and I do not see it. Thank you very much. Button 27. Can you change that for me? Thank you very much. So let's have a look.
No. Those of us that tried to suggest there may be significant side effects from vaccines, we kind of, like with the rest of your show that you had early on, we kind of got canceled because no one wanted to talk about the potential that there was a problem from the vaccines because they were afraid that that would cause people not to want to get vaccinated. The reality is, I was part of Warp Speed. These are important vaccines. We saved a lot of lives.
They do keep reiterating, I was part of Warp Speed. We saved a lot of lives. These were important vaccines. But are you now at the point where you're thinking, hold on a minute, hold on. Where are the data that tell us that this was beneficial? People are asking questions about what happens to people when they're put on ventilators when they're sick. People are asking questions about the adverse events and the giddying, and I use the word giddying literally, array of symptoms and side effects and consequences of that medication. AstraZeneca has had to be withdrawn. Pfizer won't let you look at a significant amount of their clinical trial data. How long can you sort of maintain the slow drag of it was all worth it?
It's important for the most vulnerable people, those over 65 years.
That wasn't the policy, was it? Do you not still recall babies of 6 months should be given the jab? Pregnant women should be given the jab. Young men shouldn't be able to, young healthy men and women shouldn't be able to go out to nightclubs or concerts. Much being made of artists that said, we won't let you into our venue unless you've been vaccinated. That whole endeavor seems to have been a waste of time and a waste of money, depending on whether you're a taxpayer or a tax recipient. If you're a tax recipient corporation, then it wasn't a waste of money. It was an incredibly good deal.
Of age, they really aren't that critical for those of that are under 50 or younger. But those vaccines saved a lot of lives, but they're also, we have to be honest.
Well, I've got a question. Why is there so many excess deaths all around the world? And why are we having to manage excess death figures? Why are we having to do that? Even every time they acknowledge one of the errors, they sort of push back further, don't they? They go, look, maybe, okay, there are side effects. Okay, maybe we did fund that research. Okay, maybe Anthony Fauci did go to the CIA to ensure that the truth could never get out. But those vaccines, by God, we had fun, didn't we? It's like people talking about how they had a good time during a war. Might be true that there was camaraderie in Britain during the Blitz, that Londoners were grateful to receive a visit in the rubble from a royal. It might have been wonderful to be a GI in the mid-40s. Got any gum chum? Got any of them nylons? Tight. Have they invented nylon yet? I'm not sure. I don't know the exact chronology. But what I do recognise is attempting to continue to claim that the pandemic was a success, that it was well handled, that the medications are effective, that there hasn't been an extraordinary swindle practiced on the people of the world, seems more and more difficult to do with a straight face.
Some people got significant side effects from the vaccine. I have a number of people that are quite ill, and they never had COVID, but they are ill from the vaccine. And we just have to acknowledge that.
Let's acknowledge it, baby. And let's acknowledge this. A new study links Pfizer jabs to a rare form of aggressive cancer, which for, I'm going to have a go, angioimmunoblastic T-cell lymphoma. If you say it fast enough, you'll go into a coma. Shortly following both injections, the 60-year-old patient experienced lymph node enlargement. A right axillary lymph node biopsy was done, which revealed the above condition. The carcinogenic products are still recommended by the CD government for individuals aged 6 months and older. We've just heard that, you know, very vulnerable people. So, like, even in that sort of, I would almost call that a damage limitation interview there with Chris Cuomo, sending out a lot of love, by the way, Chris. Like, even there, they try to mitigate and prevent the truth, the clear, plain truth, being purely and fully understood. Absolutely astonishing. Here's the US government admitting to funding gain-of-function research. Here are the government admitting to funding research at the Wuhan Institute of Virology. And look at here, like again, the ongoing attempts to mitigate, knowing that there's such a fugue and an endless sort of smog of misinformation, not coming from the places that are being censored, extraordinarily enough, but from the places that are being sanctioned, from state-funded media, from privately funded media organisations, from the kind of organisations that will never, like Rumble, have to leave Brazil on point of principle or leave France on point of principle or be booted out of Russia. It's a equal opportunities global censorship endeavor that we're experiencing right now. Let's have a look at them attempting to continue to mitigate the truth around the funding of research in Wuhan. Let's have a look at that.
Dr. Fauci, do you still support funding of the NIH funding of the lab in Wuhan?
Senator Paul, with all due respect, you are entirely and completely incorrect that the NIH has not ever and does not now fund gain-of-function research in the Wuhan Institute.
Do they fund Dr. Barrick?
Dr. Tabak, did NIH fund gain-of-function research at the Wuhan Institute of Virology through Echo Health?
It depends on your definition of gain-of-function research. If you're speaking about the generic term, yes, we did.
Oh, well, that's interesting, because I seem to remember that the only significant question that was asked about Anthony Fauci during this entire debacle, this global hoax, was, is it okay to find that guy sexy? Well, maybe, if you're turned on by absolute fucking lies. Extraordinary time. Let's have a look what Elon Musk posted about that. Prosecute/Fauci. Sick lies. After years of falsehoods, health official bits, US funded it. Amazing. Eco Health Alliance funding is suspended. Finally, like names that you've been saying. Do you remember the first time you heard names like Peter Daszak and DARPA and Eco Health Alliance? Oh, I remember those days. It's like, so this is something that could be happening in a stoop in Alabama, sucking on an old wood pipe, sipping some Tennessee whiskey. Seems so long ago. Like, and even for me, and I learned it from you, that we've known this for ages. Look at how they sort of slowly squeeze it through the toothpaste tube, like releasing a fart in an elevator. Oh, yeah, we may have done some gain-of-function research. Yep, I'm afraid that, yeah, the vaccine does have some side effects. Lockdowns might not have worked. We just made up social distancing. We've been lying to you. Till in the end, you're absolutely smothered in the excretia of corruption coming from that open portal, that endless rectum of Anthony Fauci and the diabolical anal bilge of his deception. You'll beep through that when it's as short. Let's have a look what's going on next, you saucy buggers. Friend of the show, Mike Benz, serious reporter, he's reacted to this. This is a big victory. We have to celebrate wins like this. Part of our job outside government is to make heroes of people inside government who do the right thing. Eco, yeah, no, I think that's important. I think that's important to acknowledge allies, people that publicly admit that they've made mistakes. This is it. This is the way out. Are you beginning to sense that freedom might be possible? Just stay out of the helicopters and keep your hopes up, baby, because this could be it. This could be it. The Fauci, look at this. So EcoHealth has been an untouchable Fauci juggernaut for 2 decades now, says Mike. It has now finally been punched in the pocketbook. And I like to think that in this instance, pocketbook is a synonym for cock. And that is precisely what needed to happen. It needed to kick up the dick in the holy name, did it not? Okay, let's have a. So there you go. It looks to me pretty clear that we were deceived extraordinarily. And at the moment, we are being subjected to the kind of subtle dilution and obfuscation of emergent truth. But that's just what I think. Why don't you let me know what you think in the comments and the chat? Certainly now, AstraZeneca are having to confront some pretty uncomfortable truths. Someone has created a timeline of AstraZeneca. Remember, Bill Gates funded. For a while, it was known as the Oxford vaccine. This is a classy vaccine made in Oxford, England. It's one of the better vaccines I've ever known. AstraZeneca. Why, that name will be synonymous with class and good health. I think it might go down in history as being a blood clot provocateur. Let's have a look at what AstraZeneca have been pumping out into the world.
AstraZeneca vaccine was shown in clinical trials to be safe and effective.
The vaccine has met requirements for standards for safety, quality and efficacy.
Germany, France, Spain and Italy are all taking the precautionary measure of suspending use of the vaccine because of fears about possible side effects, including blood clots.
Just a little bit of truth there. Just, there you go. Just, okay. France, Belgium, Germany, countries that were either in a war against us or didn't try hard enough, frankly, in that war, aren't willing to take a little blood clot where it hurts. That's the BBC, by the way. If you're wondering how that's funded, what I'd like you to do is find a mirror, look in it, and you're seeing who's funding it. It's you, if you're British. You're paying for it. You're paying for your own prison.
The AstraZeneca vaccine has already been suspended in the Netherlands, Ireland, Iceland, Bulgaria, Denmark and Norway.
I have no concern about the...
They're not proper countries, though. Later this week, we'll be talking about the assassination attempt on the Slovakian leader. And you'll hear that haughty, supercilious, imperialist condemnation. Slovakia isn't a proper country. They shouldn't even be allowed a flag. And you can hear that in the sort of Iceland-Denmark list. These are proud Viking people.
AstraZeneca and specifically the blood clot issue that's been emerged in Europe.
WHO saying no causal relationship this morning, no deaths associated with the use of the AstraZeneca vaccine.
There, I've got some pieces of paper, no deaths there, I'm sticking to it.
Overnight, the European Medical Agency head said the same thing.
A senior official at the European Medicines Agency has said there is a link between the AstraZeneca COVID-19 vaccine and blood clots.
In Europe, they now...
So conspiracy theorists in January are, by April, simply well-informed.
Believe that they have tied the AstraZeneca vaccine to a handful of cases there, 18 known deaths.
The UK's leading health experts have issued new guidance.
Look, I'm back again. Look, I want you to continue paying the taxes that fund all this. I really do. Please, just keep the money coming if you could. But you might want to give AstraZeneca a wide berth. Ixnay on the Bill Gates one, nay.
Following evidence that in extremely rare cases...
Very rare. So rare. As rare as Bill Gates actually... giving away that wealth he's been promising to give away for all these years.
People who've had the vaccine have gone on to develop blood clots. The official regulator, the MHRA, said the guidance was not proof that the vaccine had caused the clots, but it said the link was getting firmer.
So, like the clots themselves, really, the link is forming up. A bit like those white ones that are clogging up people's arteries. It's like a hideous tissue that's coagulating in the lungs and was funded by Bill Gates, who also coincidentally keeps recommending that everyone gets vaccinated. Hold on a minute, this doesn't make sense.
From now on, people aged between 18 and 29 will be offered an alternative to the Oxford AstraZeneca jab.
Here's an alternative. You don't need any. Just carry on with your life. Don't trust your government. Don't trust your media. Don't get involved in any needless spats. Recognise that everything they tell you has to be scrutinised, that their primary goal is your ongoing subjugation. Trust them not one whit. Ensure there is corroborating evidence for anything they tell you, and recognise that you've been duped on a global scale, that somehow a feudal system, a technological system of feudalism, appears to have been somehow unfolded upon us, laying weighing upon us like some peculiar mask of death, when what we were told we were living in are systems of, well, representative republics or democracies, when all the while you are living in a tiny, tiny cell of individual freedom that is contingent on total compliance, i.e. that's not freedom at all.
Canada has paused the rollout of the AstraZeneca vaccine to anyone under 55.
Except truckers. They're going to insist the truckers take it because, as you know, truckers are Nazis. They barely have time to truck. They're too busy Sieg Heiling their way through the day. When they've done their Sieg Heils, maybe they'll truck a little, but they won't be throwing those arms up with the same kind of enthusiasm now. Not with dirty great blood clots coursing through their veins.
Germany has suspended use for under 60s in Berlin and Munich, and Spain is currently only giving the AstraZeneca shot to those aged 60 to 79.
Look, you do not have a lot of time anyway, so maybe a little blood clot, it may speed your departure.
Minister announcing in a snap press conference last night that most Australians under the age of 50 should not be given the AstraZeneca jab due to the rare risk of blood clots.
AstraZeneca is phased out. From October, it'll be used by request only.
The Australian government banning Oxford AstraZeneca vaccine, and the reason is so there will be no further cases of AstraZeneca-related thrombocytopenia.
They probably do occur in about 4 per million.
There's a 6 in 1 million chance of this occurring.
1 in 1.
It's just a 6 in 1 million. AstraZeneca is now being used instead of lethal injections in Louisiana prisons.
100,000 people that receive the AstraZeneca vaccine may see this.
The risk they're talking about, which is the clot, is about 1 in 50,000.
Major COVID vaccine is being withdrawn from the global market after its makers admitted it can lead to a very serious side effect.
AstraZeneca admitted the claims in court documents lodged in February
that the COVID shield vaccine can cause blood clots. In the UK alone, the firm is facing more than 50 lawsuits over these claims.
AstraZeneca made billions of pounds. They are the market capitalization of 170 billion, the second largest publicly listed company. Their CEO made 18 million last year. To them, it is penny. To our lives, people are relying on food banks. People are at risk of losing their houses because they did what they were told were the right thing.
Yeah, 163 people have received compensation from the vaccine damage scheme.
It's very rare. It's so rare. You should almost be thanking them. Thank you for this very rare blood clot. Why don't you become a collector of blood clots? Have you seen this blood clot? It's very, very rare. This is quite a precious blood clot, this one. This is my favourite one. This one here, oh, it's making its way. Oh, it's on its way to... I leave you it all! You can take all of my blood clots! Nighty-night, baby!
Claims against the vaccine damage scheme have soared to 11,000.
Not looking so good now, is it, baby? So, AstraZeneca have been on a hell of a journey. It seems that funding from Bill Gates ain't enough to keep you out of trouble. What an extraordinary product Bill Gates' baby vaccine was. And when I say baby vaccines, I just mean that they recommended it for babies as well. It was sort of his brainchild. So, baby, in a couple of senses. Don't give that vaccine to babies, though, or anyone at all, because it seems that it, well, kills people. But that's just what I think. Why don't you let me know what you think in the comments and the chat? And if you, comments in the chat, please stay free in the meantime as well. Hey, if you wonder how the state media and various pundits continue to be so compliant, well, you'll be astonished to learn that a prominent TV doctor, an odd phenomenon that I know you have in your country and we have in our country, received a lot of funding from AstraZeneca. What a coincidence. Quick message from one of our sponsors, then we'll be back with that.
Thank you. Would you like some nice news?
Yeah.
Dennis Quaid confirmed.
Hey, Dennis! Plus we've got Gina Carano. Right, mate. No.
30 seconds. Do you want me to get rid of any paperwork?
Actually, I'll just move it.
Okay, 20 seconds.
We have a commercial partnership with those guys. Let me be explicit about that. They helped fund the channel. One of the things that was less clear is that a prominent BBC TV doctor, remember, you fund the main BBC through a tax, a mandatory tax. You can go to jail if you don't pay it. That's how it works. Your freedom goes as far as they want your freedom to go. That's why it's called freedom, you see, because it's the opposite of freedom. Here's a BBC doctor, the story of a BBC doctor who is accepting money from AstraZeneca. And there he is. Actually, he seems like a, I don't know, people are trying their best, aren't they? I feel like I've met that dude before. There he is. It's difficult, isn't it? It's a tricky old world. There you go. Can't trust him. Can't trust him. So, hey, you're friends with Anthony Blinken, right? You love that guy. He's an impressive political figure, although there are a lot of people that believe he is lacking in the vital faculties required for international diplomacy, which is a long-winded way of saying a lot of people think Anthony Blinken might be dumb. I don't know. Maybe he's dumb, maybe it ain't. But if you've literally just gone to a country to endorse the idea that there aren't going to be any elections, which I don't know about you, but I thought that in a democracy, and remember why we're in Ukraine? To support democracy, right? To support democracy isn't and are not elections an integral part of democracy. This is one of the things that Mike Benz told us. Now, when they say democracy, they don't mean elections and your ability to vote and control things. They ain't talking about an electoral process. They're not talking about the will of the people. They're talking about a set of institutions that they now just call democracy. NATO, that's democracy. The WHO, that's democracy. Centralized financial entities that have to remain nameless because of their extraordinary power. That is democracy. You fund it, you may not speak its name. Anthony Blinken, he's rocking in the free world. That's what he's telling us, because that's the song he sung after going to Ukraine to sign off on the cancellation of any potential future democracies. Now, I don't know what's going on in Ukraine, and I pray for the Ukrainian people. I pray for an end to that war. But no elections, maybe many things, but it ain't democracy, and you ain't rocking in the free world, baby. Let's have a look. There's Anthony Blinken saying, build democratic pillars, da-da-da-da-da, justifying cancelling the elections. Michael Tracy's reacting to that here. Free and fair elections. That way, as soon as Ukrainians agree that conditions allow, all Ukrainians, including those displaced by Russia's aggression, can exercise their right to vote. Well, here's Anthony Blinken just rocking in a free world. A free world that seems to be free primarily to facilitate deals for BlackRock. Anthony Blinken is so pleased with the fact that he can play the guitar that he's allowed it to disengage his consciousness and his cognizance and sentience. Like, wait a minute. I'm playing a rock in the free world. I'm here because of BlackRock and a set of globalist interests that are masked by American militarism are overcoming Ukraine and turning it into a keep on rocking in the free world, turning it into a vassal state. All the while, we're claiming that Putin is the aggressor, even though we know that NATO keep on rocking in the free world. And isn't it odd that these gas pipelines have to keep being bombed? And because Ukraine is a convenient way to get the gas from Russia all the way to Europe, and doesn't the USA want to have those gas cut to keep on rocking in the free world? Woo! I'm just rocking. I'm rocking in a world where we are free to use military might to facilitate globalist contracts. Keep on rocking in the free world. I'm Neil Young and I approve this message. Joe Rogan, though, you son of a bitch. That That'll do. Thank you, Anthony. Let's see what our friend Mike Benz has to say about this. 2 minutes before he took the stage, this guy was in a suit telling them the State Department decided you'll never have elections again. Now he's singing to them about the free world. They think that's what we like. We're going to have to become more discerning, aren't we? We're going to have to go, look, I recognise Bill Clinton can play the saxophone. I see you can play the saxophone, Bill, but it's not going to be enough. It's not enough. Hey, baby, come on over to Baker Street. Like, that's not going to cut it. Or Tony Blair. Yeah, I can actually play the guitar. Stop killing people and subtly and slyly altering the legislation and infrastructure of nations to continually disempower ordinary people and turn them against one another before declaring yet more wars in the name of democracy. Keep on rocking in the free world. I'm rocking in the free world, baby. A free world might mean that you are free to be who you are and that you live in alignment with some higher principles, that all of us are free to choose a spiritual journey while here and to be of service to one another and to acknowledge and live within the sanctity of life. But that's just what I think, baby. That's what rocking in the free world means to me. Let me know what it means to you in the description when you get a moment. Okay, let's see what else is going on in this crazy world. You can tell me what you want, right? This is a 1, 2, 3 simple choice for you. Chinese are better violin players. Sometimes I see stuff in that Rumble chat, man. That's from American Sun 76. Chinese are better violin players. I don't even know if there was a context to that. I don't even know what that means. How's it going, Janice 6? How's it going, Jude Syke, in the Awaken Wonder chat? Remember, you guys over on Rumble, you can become Awaken Wonders. We do different exclusive videos every single week. We did a brilliant exclusive video on Denver Airport. Conspiracy theory or conspiracy fact? Remember, we do meditations every single week. Today, we sat and meditated on deep feelings and conditioning and change. And every week, we do a book reading, a book club, in fact, on Mere Christianity by C.S. Lewis. It's actually taken us quite a long while. I think we're worried, actually, that we're taking too long. Rumble stock is up, says Miss Molly. Well, that is good news. That is good news. I mean, if you know, yeah, it's good for Rumble. So, all right, so let me know. Do you want one to see a video for each? Do you want to see one? Repent! Do you want to see one, a video about Marjorie Taylor Greene and AOC having that row? That's number, press one in the chat for that. Two, Joe Rogan talking about Julian Assange on the day that Julian Assange is entitled to have a hearing. Or three, Seinfeld talking about privilege. So it's one, Marjorie Taylor Greene and AOC. Two, Joe Rogan talking about Assange. Three, Jerry Seinfeld talking about privilege. Which one do you want? The first one to get to 10 in both platforms, you know, the Awakened Wonders over here and Rumble here, we will do it. It's up to you guys. It looks like a lot of two in Rumble. It looks like a lot of two. Two. I think it's two. Tell me in the gallery, do you guys... Yeah, it's two, is it?
Two.
Two. All right. Democracy has won. Do you care what I would have voted for? Doesn't matter, does it? Yeah, probably that one. Let's do it. Okay, Julian Assange. Oh, good news, everyone. Good news, everyone. Julian Assange, having already been incarcerated in various ways, including his current location, Belmarsh Prison, without trial, mark you, without trial. All he's done is, like, broken a bail bond. That's it. 10 years already. Julian Assange has got the right to have a hearing. Oh, thank you so much. You're so kind. Oh, my dear Evan is to be allowed to have a hearing. I've been in here 10 years, only hung me the right way up yesterday. It's beyond Python. Let's have a look at Joe Rogan discussing Assange. And we'll work out together whether what Julian Assange is getting is anything like justice. Keep on rocking in the free world.
Julian Assange has literally been tortured. I mean, the guy was locked in that embassy for how many years with no exposure to daylight, just completely trapped. And you've seen videos of him skateboarding around the embassy. I mean, it looks like he's going crazy in there. And now he's in jail and on trial. The whole thing is, it's so disturbing because, when it boils down to, like, what did he do that is illegal? What did he do that people disagree with, that people in the United States disagree with, in terms of the citizens? Well, he exposed horrific crimes. He exposed things that were deeply, that the United States citizens are deeply opposed to. And the fact that is something that you in this country can be prosecuted for, that they would try to extradite you and drag you from another country. They'd kick him out of the embassy and bring him back to the United States to try him for that. It seems like we're talking about some kangaroo court. It seems like we're talking about some dictatorship where, you know, you have these no protection to freedom of speech, no protection of, under the First Amendment, no protection under the rights of the press. It just, it's so disturbing that there are workarounds for our Constitution.
Jay Carome in the Rumble chat says, that old Joe Rogan studio looks like Emperor Ming the Merciless's breakfast nook.
Constitution, our Bill of Rights, that are that we all just agree to, just accept that this is happening. There's no riots in the streets for this. There's no one's up in arms that they're trying to extradite Julian Assange. No one. I mean, it's not in the news. Like, for whatever reason, the mainstream news has barely covered it over this his current court proceedings in the UK.
I'm going to do a few more stupid comments about what Joe Rogan's set looks like. Some people says inside of a dragon's colon, boudoir on the Death Star. Very good stuff, guys. Very good. And bloody hell, man. It's pretty astonishing, actually, isn't it? The Julian Assange case, how he was vilified, imprisoned, ignored, all just because he actually published the truth about a number of pretty significant war crimes. Now he's got the right to appeal against his extradition. Not that he's not going to be extradited, not he's going to be released. I suppose the fact is it's the first good Julian Assange news there's been since he told us about some of the criminality abroad, the corruption within the Democrat Party, facilitated Edward Snowden's escape, or at least participated in that escape. This is the first good Julian Assange news for some time. So yeah, fingers crossed and prayers that Julian Assange will receive the liberty that ought never have been denied him in the first place. That's just what I think, though. Let me know what you guys think on that subject. Shweed, what do you want to do? AOC and Marjorie Taylor Greene. What do you want to see now? You want to see that? Because I'll do it, baby. Oh, let me give you a system for voting. You can vote one for Marjorie Taylor Greene or two for Seinfeld. One or two. What do you want? And I'll do this. And then one for Marjorie Taylor Greene and AOC, and two for Seinfeld. What do you fancy, you lot? Russell, a couple of people said my audio mix is too low. Is that a general opinion? I think it's coming up as one. It's a little bit split, but I'm getting a lot of one. Someone did just write boobs. That's actually quite childish. Someone's written three. That's not an option anymore. And someone's saying that my mic's too low in the mix. So bring that up a little. Okay, we're going to go with one. Ah, the dignity of democracy. Also, the ability of a variety of people from a wide variety of backgrounds to communicate openly, all to represent democracy, the people, the power of the people, and the dignity that the forefathers and foremothers must have had in mind. Let's have a look at that dignity live. AOC and Marjorie Taylor Greene debating.
They're being called the Real Housewives of D.C., and no one is saying sorry today.
I believe she needs to apologize.
I'm not apologizing.
The bickering began when Republican firebrand Marjorie Taylor Greene insulted Houston Democrat Jasmine Crockett.
I think your fake eyelashes are messing up.
No, nothing.
Hold on.
Listen.
Order.
That's beneath even order of yours.
That's when AOC jumped into the fray.
That is absolutely unacceptable. How dare you attack the physical appearance of another person?
Are your feelings hurt?
Oh, girl, baby girl.
Oh, really?
Don't even play,
baby girl.
When the commit.
What I find a little bit upsetting about it is, well, sort of everything, really, but look what's happening in the world. And I suppose it's ridiculous that we expect higher standards of our elected representatives and lawmakers than of ourselves, because you can see there how a personal slight clearly carries more emotional freight than many of the rather dreadful military escapades in the world right now that would not be possible if the will of the American people was heard. Because I believe if there was a referendum on American military support for any number of current wars, those wars would have to end. If you, the people of America, were to vote on whether or not you wanted to perpetuate several of the conflicts that are occurring right now, would you vote for that? And they don't seem to be as aggrieved or outraged by that as they are by, and I'm saying this in a non-partisan way, I recognize they're human beings, they're all human beings, and perhaps they're human beings that one day we'll talk to, and I try to bear that in mind, and I try to be aware of my own flaws, fragility and frailty, and my own tendency to be irked when my ego or perception of myself is attacked, and Lord alone knows it is and it has been. But the truth is this, I'm an online commentator and these are congressional legislators, and there is a kind of pose of morality that comes with that, if not the conduction of the ethics and morals that perhaps you and I would believe might accompany them. Why exactly were events of January 6th so controversial? Because the Capitol building, one of the many symbolic representatives of this system, has taken on a kind of hue of sanctity, even whilst being the literal symbol of the material rational side of the line in the secularist contract, i.e. this ain't a sacred place. And yet the nation is continually afforded and endowed what is lent to it by the sacred, by the divine, by the sublime. And yet we don't see the ethics and morality that is incumbent upon those who claim to operate under those values. If you are trying to live sacredly, if you're trying to live a divine life, there are pretty simple guidelines, kindness and service and self-awareness. And for any of us, I find it hard, I'm sure you find it hard too, to remain accountable and present. Small thing like this, a revelation of the frailty and humanity of the occupants of the halls of power, tells us more than that they are just understandably human. It tells us that the system is institutionally inhumane, hypocritical and corrupt. It is a harbinger, a clarion call. Amidst the wailing in that chamber, a deeper message can be heard. These institutions have lost their credibility, and we should withdraw our compliance immediately. Hey, but that's just what I think. Why don't you let me know what you think in the comments and the chat? Thanks. Someone just said I looked handsome in the chat, and that's me. So there's the hotline to my ego.
He refused to censure Green. Crockett fired back.
I'm just curious if someone on this committee then starts talking about somebody's bleach blonde, bad built bush body.
We're not going to do this. Look, you guys earlier literally just
said you just voted to do it.
You just voted to do it.
Order.
I'm trying to get clarification.
Look, calm down.
No, because
this is not, you're playing into the hands of the patriarchy, fellas. Look, do you see? I told you this would happen. I did say that there would be caterwauling. Mind you, there was that moment, wasn't there, where the men, what about that geezer took his ring off? Do you remember that congressional hearing? And some guys like took his ring off. Like, I'm ready, baby. I'll do it.
This is what y'all do. So I'm trying to get
what is this, junior high or Congress? What are we dealing with here?
But then, of course, the View is a mutual participant in the lowering of the frequency of our collective consciousness. And I suppose there have been times in my own life while a purveyor of, will we call it Hollywood tripe? I don't know. I mean, I was in some films that were quite good. Let me think about that. And I'm thinking about some of the people who worked so hard on them. But the culture in general, what is its function? To lower our expectations, to lower our horizons, to strip away the possibility of real change, of God's grace, so that we dwell in gutters of language and of the mind. And certainly profanity ain't no stranger to me.
Stunning squabble has America buzzing today.
It's embarrassing. It's a girl fight.
You know it's bad when somebody goes, girl, baby, girl.
Baby, girl.
Those are kind of fighting words.
Girl, baby, girl.
Ugh. Astonishing. All right, guys. Hey, listen. Right. We are going to be back tomorrow with another fantastic show. You should consider becoming an Awakened Wonder. We do exclusive content every week. You could join our book club. Fantastic. It's live, a live book club. You'll make friends with Jod 4 and Mac XXX. You'll be part of a thriving community. Lord alone knows we need to be part of a thriving community. We will be back tomorrow. Not with more of the same, but with more of the different, including Jeff Cavins is going to be live. Do you know, hello, I'm Jeff. This is good. He's off of Hallo, that app. You know the Hallo app. I do promo for them and I use that app and I love that app. Hello, I'm Jeff Cavins. Hello, I'm Jeff Cavins. He's one of the priests on there. It's pretty good stuff. Anyway, he's coming on the show on Wednesday. Plus, we've got meditations. We've got Antarctica conspiracy coming up. We've got all sorts of stuff. So, and you get 1 month. We'll come up with a new code for you, but you can get 1 month access free. Hey, guys, I'm off now. I love you. I'll see you tomorrow. And in the meantime, if you can, stay free.